Hello, this is Johnny Taylor, City Manager for the City of Lexington, North Carolina, and I'd like to welcome you to our podcast, Queuing It Up with the City Manager. Today I have a special guest, and I'd like to give you a little bit of information about it before I turn over to her for some questioning. And her name is Tammy Absher. She is the Seasoned Director of Business and Community Development for the City of Lexington, where she works with a team of 11 professionals overseeing a diverse range of functions vital to the city's growth and vitality. With a master's degree in applied geography specializing in urban planning, Tammy boasts an impressive 30-year tenure with the city, beginning as a planning intern and ascending to her current leadership role. Her expertise lies in land use planning, urban design, and zoning, with notable achievements including spearheading the establishment of passenger rail service, securing a substantial federal award of $25 million complemented by $11 million from the NCDOT. Tammy's leadership extends to securing and implementing neighborhood improvement grants totaling around $13 million. She plays a pivotal role on the city's economic development recruitment team and is deeply committed to enhancing the community's infrastructure and quality of life. Her goals include the completion of the passenger rail service project, revitalizing the Depot District, and advocating for greenway construction and roadway improvements to promote walkability. Tammy also serves as liaison to Uptown Lexington Inc. and Atrium Health, demonstrating her dedication to fostering collaborative partnerships. Beyond her professional endeavors, Tammy finds joy in her role as a mother, residing in Lexington with her two daughters, Mary Margaret and Julia. Welcome, Tammy, to the Queuing It Up with the City Manager.
Thank you so much. I'm excited that we are having this opportunity to talk to the public and share information about our department.
Okay, well, great. Let's get right into it. So, tell me a little bit about what the Business Community Development Department is and what it does.
The Office of Business and Community Development is it's a very busy office, and it has several different divisions and different functions for the city. Primarily, it's planning, zoning, code enforcement, permitting, and building inspections. And then the department also takes on additional special projects such as the passenger rail station. We also work in business recruitment and business development.
Okay. Yeah. So how important do you feel like this role, the department's role, is in the health and vibrancy of our city?
The important thing about this department is you know, when you hear those roles, really probably a better way to describe it is, what does that change in the community relative to the perspective of the residents? So what do they see happening that we are working behind the scenes to help with? For instance, we process, review, and make recommended improvements and changes to development plans, and that is a primary function. So when a developer is interested in building a commercial building, bringing a new business to Lexington, or building an apartment complex or subdivision, our department is the portal for that information. So that comes into the department. We review those plans to make sure that they're consistent with the city's longer vision for what development in Lexington should be like. And then we coordinate those efforts with all of our other departments to make sure that plans are thoroughly reviewed and that we are getting the best development that we possibly can.
So for new developers that are interested in coming to do business here in Lexington, what would you say the atmosphere is like? Would you consider us a city that's very developer friendly when we when we're trying to consider those projects? How are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. One of the things that we've heard back from many developers after going through a process here is that Lexington, comparatively speaking to a lot of communities in North Carolina, is very development friendly. And when I say development friendly, it doesn't mean that we don't have high expectations for what type of development that we get, but our staff is extremely responsive and extremely helpful at helping developers go through the review process, making sure that they have all the information that they need to be able to get their plans approved and to get their permits. In every step of the way, we see our role as helping both the developer and the community, because, you know, part of that is getting the community engaged in providing input for those developments and making sure that that all comes together so that there is a product that can be approved by City Council and is something that the developer can take on and can accomplish, and that it's also positive for the community.
Residents may not know the level of support that your department provides entrepreneurs that are planning to start a business. So how does BCD help entrepreneurs as they're preparing to get started here?
Yes, well, as I said, we like to be helpful every step of the way. And so that, if you back it all the way up, that begins when an entrepreneur is interested in opening a new business or bringing their business to Lexington. And so our office is usually the first stop in that process. We help them identify, like if they have already identified a site or a building that they're interested in, we try to help facilitate information about that structure, making sure that they can use it for what they would want to. We will meet them on site and provide feedback and information just so they know what they are looking at if they're interested in a site specifically. In addition to that, we will we have people who come and say, I would like to open a restaurant, and do you know of any buildings that are available? So another piece in that is we really work to facilitate matching properties with businesses. And it's not to say that we are out there practicing real estate, but it's really more of providing and giving information and trying to get people going in the right direction when they're looking for a site. We have some folks who come in and say, well, you know, I want to do this, or I want to start this new business, but they don't have a business plan. So we work as a team through a referral network with the Community College's Small Business Center, as well as the Davidson County Economic Development team. And so it just depends on what stage they're in. But we will often refer them to the Community College to start with their business planning, because that helps to ensure the success. And so, you know, we just make sure that each step of that process is covered along the way and that they're getting resources from the community to help support that in happening.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And I know that I'm kind of working on something right now to go with our recruitment with retention and expansion. And I know BCD will play a vital role in making sure that not only we support new businesses coming in, but we're also supporting those businesses that are already here in Lexington and providing them with the information they may need to consider expansion. So exactly. It's very exciting. Okay, so Ms. Absher,
yes.
When it comes to development projects, which ones are you currently most excited about?
I think what I'm most excited about is not any one particular project. It's the balance of development that we are seeing take place. We As everyone knows, we were recently chosen as the site for the Siemens Mobility development. That's going to be tremendous and provide good quality jobs. However, you have to balance jobs with housing, with quality of life, and with services. And so we are seeing a lot of things come online at the same time together so that we're keeping a really healthy balance so we don't end up just as a bedroom community or just as a manufacturing facility community, but it's a good balance where people can live, work, play, and enjoy life in the community. The passenger rail station is going to be a huge game changer for the community. This is going to open a lot of doors as far as just really connecting Lexington to the economic development corridor from Raleigh to Charlotte. And then there are things like the development of the Greenway and Trails system that we have been working on. And I think those types of quality of life things are what is going to be the icing on the cake.
Okay. So with some of those things will come challenges. And then, you know, we've kind of already began to see some of the challenges, you know, dealing with vacant houses, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. What is BCD's role in trying to kind of manage those things? And you know, when you have more activity, you have more individuals, then there's a tendency to deal with things like litter and all of those things. What role do you play in those types of things?
In that, a lot of our planning work comes in around some of those challenges that come with development, because we don't want to only be a community that's growing just for growth's sake. We want to provide quality communities for the residents and for the businesses that are here. And so some of those challenges are doing a really good job of maintaining neighborhoods, because you know, that's really where it all starts. So the cleanliness of the neighborhoods through our code enforcement program, and really trying to address dilapidated structures and those kind of things. Getting the blight out of neighborhoods will allow, now that the market is picking up, there are vacant parcels in a lot of neighborhoods. Those can be targeted for new construction. And so we want to make efficient use and the best use of the property that we have in place. And the beautiful thing about those infill lots is that it uses existing infrastructure, and it doesn't require new lines in the ground and those kind of things. So we try to approach it from all different angles, everything from blight removal to making sure that we're really making the most out of the land that we do have here.
Okay, so what is something that citizens may not know about BCD?
Yes. One thing that I would really like to highlight is we are here to help, not to hurt. And I know a lot of times when people think about, do I need to get a building permit for this, or the idea of being inspected or having your work inspected, really what I would love to get across is that by getting those permits and engaging with the inspectors and allowing us to help in partnership with property owners and developers, it really saves the property owner at the end of the day. And there's a few reasons. First of all, just the safety, making sure that things are built correctly and installed correctly to make sure that whoever is occupying the structure is safe. That's first and foremost. But then on the other side of it, if something were to occur to a structure, I don't think many people realize that the insurance company is going to call us first. And if work was performed without that permit, then it's very difficult to get the insurance companies to pay if there is a question about whether something was built correctly and with permission. And also when properties are sold, the banks want to hear from our department to make sure that whatever is happening with that property is legal and was approved. And so we really do make an effort to work with the property owners to make sure that things are being done correctly. And that's what I would love to, for everyone to understand, that we're really doing this to help and not just to, you know, catch someone doing something wrong, or it's not a position of power, it's a responsibility.
Okay. So let's go sci-fi for a moment.
Okay.
Suppose I had a time machine.
Mm-hmm.
Based off of the kind of the projects that you're currently working on,
mm-hmm.
if I were to pop out of that time machine in 2034 here in Lexington, what would I see?
Well, you're going to love it. It's going to be the description that I really think Lexington is beginning to take on is a vibrant, fun community. There is great development happening, but we're also paying a lot of attention to what people do while they're here, and not just, you know, here and then having to drive to another community to go out in the evening or to do things on the weekend. I think you will see a community that is hitting every level of what good quality communities are all about. Recreation, businesses, services, housing, a variety of housing that helps it be affordable for everyone in the community to enjoy their neighborhood, and then a good job base where people can find employment and afford to live here.
Well, that sounds very exciting, mm-hmm. Ms. Absher, and I want to just thank you for taking your valuable time to queue it up with the city manager on today. And I know that the city of Lexington has many good days ahead, and we're very grateful for all of the work that BCD does for its residents and all of the surrounding areas. So thanks again for tuning in.
All right, thank you.
To learn more about business community development, visit lexingtonnc.gov. Go to the Departments tab and click on the Departments and visit the BCD page. For updates on future episodes, follow us on Facebook at City of Lexington and on the streaming platform you're listening to this episode on. If you learned something new and got some value from this podcast, leave us a review or a thumbs up. We'll see you on the next episode.